Hi, I am Candice Lee Reeves, and I am the Senior Digital Copywriter at Evalytic. I wanted to hop on and talk about an element of automation that a lot of people, I don't think, realize is automated, and I don't realize they can go to this depth, and that is hyper-personalization. Now, firstly, let's break that up. Personalization. The first rule in marketing is always know your audience. Know who you're speaking to so you can send relevant content, you can write relevant content, and relate to the people you're trying to talk to. This helps sales. This helps getting people interested in your product. This increases your following because people understand and relate to your content. But the problem with this is that it gets really difficult at scale. So the bigger your database, the bigger your following, the harder it is to personalize every single message that you send. This is where hyper-personalization comes in. It helps you to automatically personalize your messaging based on the data that you collect on your contacts. There are three ways of collecting data to hyper-personalize your messaging, and I'm going to go into that a little bit here. Firstly, there's the traditional methods, so asking your contact, and that includes like things like asking them to fill in a form, a survey, a competition. The second way is tracking behavior, so monitoring how they respond to your emails, how they interact with your landing pages. Do they land on the landing page? Do they not? Do they click on a link? Which link do they click? Did they open the email? Those kinds of things can really help you to understand how they're interacting with your messaging and what they're interested in. And the third one is integrating with other systems. So by integrating with something like your CRM and your e-commerce site, you can really track where they are in those platforms and send messaging customized to that. So in source one, your traditional methods like a form, survey, competition, asking your contact for the information, there are a few different types of personalization. So firstly, there's you can personalize their name, so greet them by name. You can send them things like points balances, in content that they're particularly interested in. You can send messages on their birthdays, send appointment reminders, those kinds of things. But this also is a bit tricky because, say, for instance, you've got a database of 10,000. Sending one newsletter to all of your contacts is also not really effective because your contacts are also very broad. Your clients are all different and they're interested in different things. This is where something called list segmentation comes in handy. By separating your list into groups, into smaller groups, say like separating it by gender, by location, by interests, by year that they started working with you, these kinds of things help you to send messaging that's really customized to how they fit into that group. So you don't necessarily send the female shoe sale to your male clients. You don't send the just starting school messaging to your retirees. This kind of thing can really help you target people based on where they are and what their interests are likely to be. You can also do something called dynamic content. So if you've got the right software for it, this makes creating really hyper-personalized messages a lot quicker and easier for you. It means you can create one email with multiple different sections, and you apply like an if statement to each different section. So you can say, this section goes to men, this section goes to women, this section goes to people in Joburg, this section goes to people in Cape Town, and you actively send one email out, but the recipient on the other end gets an email only with those sections that are actually relevant to them. Then there's tracking behavior. So if you track behavior like link clicks, email opens, landing page views, you can send things like follow-up messages, starting a conversation with somebody based on what they're interested in. So they click a link on your email, they're interested in this event that you're hosting, you can send them more information about the event. You can send them reminders that the event is coming up soon, those kinds of things. You can adapt the customer journey. So if you see they're going down a path, they're not interested in this stuff anymore, they seem to be interested in that, they clicked on that last, let's send them on let's change the journey, send them down this path rather, because this is more aligned to the stuff that they've clearly shown interest in. You can send re-engagement campaigns. So people who are not clicking on your links, who are not opening your emails, who are not responding to you, those people you can put together a really hyper interesting campaign to help get them interested again in the kind of services and products and offerings that you provide. The third source is then integrating with external systems. So you integrate with a CRM, you can do hyper lead nurturing, sending relevant information, relevant content based on where they are in the journey. E-commerce ads, you can send abandoned cart messages saying, hey, these products are still in your cart. Do you want to come back and buy them? We'll give you a discount, bringing them back to your site. Customized newsletters. So a contact has put these items in their wish list. You can send them related products or the same products. You can let them know when there's a sale on for those products. That kind of super personalized experience with e-commerce sites. The education system, you say you work at a university, you've got a system that manages all these students. You could send new students on a really like supportive onboarding journey, getting them started up like nice and fresh. You could send support emails to the students that aren't doing well, celebratory emails to the ones who are doing well. In software, you could track usage. So if certain clients are using those features really well, you can ask them for testimonials. If they're not using it well, you can send them some training, teach them about why these features are valuable, how it can support their businesses. The possibilities are so endless and so really like niche, and you can get so detailed just related to your products and your services and your business and your clients. You know, you can create really hyper customized, really personal experiences so that your clients don't have to work so hard to read your content. The information that they read is interesting, that's related to their needs. They end up wanting to read your messages. They end up wanting to engage with your company because the information they're receiving is so relevant to them, so valuable to them. Hyper-personalization makes this easier for you and so much better for them on the other side. So yeah, I hope that added some value to you and you got some interesting perspective out of that. But yeah, otherwise I hope you have a lovely day. Thanks. Bye.
You've been listening to another production from Solid Gold Podcasts.